In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome into a very special episode of the show we believe to be Odyssey's favorite podcast, Name That News. I am one of your gracious hosts, Mark Menard. My compadre, my compatriot, Zach Clark, is here as always as well. And when I say a very special episode, I don't mean a big downer like when Punky Brewster's friend got stuck in an abandoned refrigerator. No, no, no. This is a very special episode because for the first time, Zach and I are joined by a special guest. And look, I know we've extended multiple invitations at this point to Taylor Swift. We're working on that one.
What, is she too busy? Come on.
I think you're going to like who we have for you all the same. I think he'll agree with me when I say he was one of the most surprising stars of 90s television, thanks to a hit show that was a bona fide nationwide phenomenon. And now he's a major part of a new Netflix docuseries that spills all the juicy behind the scenes tea about that show. One of the most memorable stars of American Gladiators, Danny Lee Clark, a.k.a. Nitro, is the landmark first guest player on Name That News. Danny, thanks so much for joining us. American Gladiators was a groundbreaker back in the day, and here you are breaking ground all over again.
You said one of the most memorable stars. One of the most memorable stars? Come on, Mark. People think American Gladiators, they think of Nitro, at least on the male side. When they think American Gladiators, maybe on the female side, who do you guys think of?
Ice.
I used to think of Zap all the time.
Ice and Zap, right? Yeah. Right. Double Trouble, the two blondes. Yeah, but come on. One of the most. I'm offended, Mark. I'm going to talk to Zach because he has the same last name as I do. Zach Clark. I love you, brother. I love that beard game, too.
Thank you. It's something I've been working on. And as punishment, Mark must now go through the eliminator. It's the way it goes.
Shoot some tennis balls at me. That will be my punishment. I understand.
Well, Mark, you do know that the assault, people love that game where they shot tennis balls 100 miles an hour at a contender trying to go through this obstacle course. But for the Gladiators, that assault was really like the most boring event for us because it didn't take athletic event to pull a little trigger to shoot tennis balls, right? Even Malibu could have done it.
Shots fired. I love it.
First shots fired on the show today. Maybe not the last. I will quickly explain how this game works. We've gone through some clips. We picked our favorites. We've taken a little bit out to kind of make this hard for you. And you have to try to guess what they're talking about in these clips. Without further ado, let's get into this game. A wild scene in San Francisco resulted in absolute havoc at a marina. Let's get this clip from KCBS in San Fran and see what they were talking about.
Contra Costa Fire District Chief Bob Adams said multiple resources responded to the Antioch Marina after early in the morning.
In all total, we were involved with 3 vehicle accidents.
So what was the source of all the trouble in the middle of the night? Was it A, a bar fight? Was it B, an automobile sideshow? Or was it C, a TikToker handing out free stuff?
I went to San Jose State, so I know the area a little bit. And he also said something about cars. So that would make me think a TikToker handing out free stuff wouldn't fit the situation. Now, the marina, people drink. They get drunk. They drink on their boats, like I know you guys have many times. So they could possibly get into a bar fight, but that's assuming there's a bar down at the marina. So I'm going to have to go with, and I don't even know how this is possible, but you're at the marina and there's an automobile side show. So that's going to be my guess, B.
Zach, what about you?
You know, that's a tough one. I'm with Danny in that the automobile and the boat thing is confusing. Like, those two things don't usually go 1-2. Bar fights happen anywhere, everywhere, sometimes unprompted, sometimes prompted. But, you know, I wonder, we've done some things before with TikTok and mayhem. Remember we did that one about the flash mob, which we thought was very bizarre, but it was a thing. So I think it might be C, the TikToker. But I like Danny's thought, too.
Well, look, he's won a number of events on American Gladiators, and he wins the first question of the day. Danny Clark with the victory. It was me, an automobile sideshow. Three cars were wrecked as people tried to flee the scene when the cops showed up because they were out there doing stunts and tricks illegally. One car drove off without its lights on and hit a fire hydrant. One car hit a woman and a second fire hydrant, and a third car ended up in the river.
Dang.
Wow.
A wild scene out at Antioch. They get crazy out there.
Stay away from car shows at boating places. That's the lesson here. Let's pull ourselves away from the West Coast for a second, guys. Our next clip comes from WBBM in Chicago. Take a listen.
Is Lollapalooza, is that similar to Black Friday in the retail sector?
Black Friday, Super Bowl. It's a way to showcase all of the products.
Alrighty, gentlemen, what product was heavily sought out this past weekend in Chicago for Lollapalooza? Was it A, legal weed? Was it B, Malort, which is a Chicago specialty liquor, the worst tasting thing on the planet? Or was it C, Chicago-style pizza? I'm doing the air quotes thing, because that's not pizza. But legal weed, Malort, or Chicago-style pizza?
Well, this one is to me, is pretty easy, because I can just hear the guy's voice on the clip and he sounds like he's so baked. And I'm not talking about Chicago style pizza baked. He just sounds like Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You guys are probably a little too young to remember that. So I'm just going to jump on right away and say legal weed at Lollapalooza.
Mark, what say you?
Look, I'm glad that you think I'm too young for that. I guess that means my skincare routine is working. I know all about Jeff Spicoli. I don't know about legal weed because it's not down here, but I know about weed. I'm going to agree with you. The guy sound a little toasted on that clip. Let's go with legal weed.
I don't know, dude. I don't know if we're going to invite Nitro back. He's busting the game. 2-for-2. Legal weed is the correct answer. And in this clip, they're talking about the number of vendors that are set up around Lollapalooza in downtown Chicago. And they say it's like the Super Bowl for those that are selling because, well, who doesn't want some at Lollapalooza? So it is indeed legal weed.
So look, we are going to go to my friend Zach's home turf. We're going to head to Detroit, where a little girl was injured. And given the nature of the injury, the culprit is definitely not who you would expect.
Officials in Westland say a little four-year-old girl was run over by a golf cart over the weekend at the fire department's Blues, Brews, and Barbecue event. Fire officials say was sitting in the front seat of the cart being used for the event.
All right, that clip from WWJ in Detroit. Who or what was driving the car that ran over a little girl? Was it A, a dog, B, a raccoon, or was it C, the little girl's younger brother?
So a little girl gets run over, and that's a travesty. But it was the Blues and Brews barbecue. So am I going to put a young kid in that driver's seat? No. Now, a raccoon could actually jump up. And, you know, I've had a pesky raccoon in my backyard before. But I think if you're is it a fireman?
Yes.
Or is it fireman? And I used to see these Dalmatian dogs, you know, on fire trucks. So I think you're a fireman, you probably bring a dog somewhere. So based upon that, I'm going to go with a dog sitting there, hanging out, watching things. And he probably stepped down in the little golf cart and hit the gas.
See, I like this thought. My only thought was, I don't have an older sister, but I do have a sister. I am a brother. And as a kid, I could see myself doing something like that. So that was my only thing as a brother, something that loves their sister very much, I promise. But I could see myself at one point in time doing that. That's my only take.
All right. So we have learned two things from these answers. First of all, we learned young Zach Clark was an absolute savage. And second, we have learned Danny Clark is very good at this game. It was a dog. A, the fire department's dog was sitting in the driver's seat with a firefighter in the passenger seat. The dog jumped down, hit the gas pedal, and the vehicle lurched forward and hit a little girl. Luckily, no serious injuries, just shaken up a bit.
B, Beginner's luck, beginner's luck. But that was just, you know, deductive reasoning, right?
Oh, you see, that's the thing. Danny says beginner's luck, then he says deductive reasoning. I don't think you and I have used logic one time in like 6 months. So
say deductive reasoning is not a strong point of this show very often. Maybe we need to take some notes.
I'm older than you guys, you know, by at least a month or two. So maybe it's that extra life experience, but I'm sure it's going to fail me now from all that legal weed I was looking for in Chicago.
So let's keep things here in the state of Michigan. This clip also comes from where I sit right now, WWJ in Detroit.
This wasn't the usual call for Michigan State police troopers up north. A trooper was called to help find a near Alpena. After a short search, the was spotted and surrendered peacefully after a brief pursuit.
So, gentlemen, who was the culprit in this northern Michigan vacation town? Was it A, Kid Rock? Was it B, scared New York tourists out of their element? Or was it C, a donkey?
Boy, I'd love to say Kid Rock, but, you know, I've met him, and he's actually a good dude. We met backstage at the Country Music Awards quite a few years ago. I offered to box him. He said no. He kind of laughed. So I don't think Kid Rock is scaring many people. A scared New York tourist. Oof. I don't think that would be the culprit. I think this vacation town probably had an ass, a donkey, going through the streets, running kind of loose, that they apprehended. So I'm going to go with C, donkey.
Yes, I can see the headline now. Big old ass causes trouble in Alpena. And look, again, Nitro's not coming back. He is correct. 4 for 4. It was a donkey. It did indeed get loose. But as Michigan State Police said, it surrendered peacefully. So there was no confrontation at the end. They got their man or their ass.
Zach got so excited, he didn't even let me try to answer.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I'm just so impressed by how good Nitro is. I got caught up in the moment.
Full disclosure, I was going to go with that answer as well, because look, if it's a vacation town, we know that it's probably got its share of asses, but this one was probably actually a donkey. So now we have reached the point in the show that we call the cliffhanger question of the week. And I will explain it to all of our newcomers and to Danny as well. Our cliffhanger question of the week is what we use as a hook. We'll give you the question, but we don't answer it just yet. We let it stew in your brain for about a week, and then we come back the next week and we give you the answer then. So before we move on to this week's cliffhanger question, we have to refresh people's memories about last week's cliffhanger question. And it came to us from WWL in New Orleans. It involved a very famous actor and his issues with a co-star. Danny, you know something about acting and being a romantic lead. Didn't you have an on-screen love triangle back in the day during a guest appearance on a popular TV show?
Ellen DeGeneres, before she had her hit TV talk show, she had a sitcom called Ellen. And there was a terrible love triangle. Ellen wanted to date Nitro. And Ellen was upset because Nitro was actually dating Ice. And Ellen came on the show to defeat Ice, who stole her boyfriend Nitro. I know, could it be more complex? But the interesting thing about that whole love triangle, who was done today, you have two women who were not out at that time fighting over a straight guy. So I don't know how that happens.
So did you have any kissing scenes in that show?
So on the Ellen sitcom, I had to kiss Ice. I'm going to rephrase that. I didn't have to. I got to kiss Lori Fetrick Ice, and I'd known her for a couple of years, and she's pretty. She had a great smile, and we weren't sure. We didn't rehearse, you know, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? We just kind of, you know, we're good friends. We just kind of said, we'll see what happens in the moment. When the time came in the scene where we actually had to kiss, I didn't know if she's going to go the little lip peck. I didn't know if she was going to go just for like the kiss lingering on the lips that's kind of wet. Or I didn't know if she was going to go, you know, full in, you know, the tongue throttling. So at that moment, you know, we lean in. I let her meet me about 2 inches away. And as a gentleman, I let her make the move. And then she went in for the full tongue throttling. And I just have to say, we're good friends now. And she was such a good kisser. It was a good moment for me.
The answer to this question can take some notes. That was a perfect segue.
And I'm sure you can imagine after that experience how awkward it can be when something is amiss during the on-screen kiss. So let's refresh our memories about last week's question.
So Matt Damon is talking about this horrible kiss with this co-star.
Oh, was a bad kiss.
He said kissing her was hell. It was hell because he said she should have brushed her teeth, used mouthwash or chewing gum because he said she had horrible halitosis.
So that clip from the Scoot Show on WWL in New Orleans, who was Matt Damon's worst kissing partner? Was it A, Minnie Driver? Was it B, Scarlett Johansson? Or was it C, Penelope Cruz?
Hey, Zach, I'm going to break up the order here. I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. See, with this one, it's so hard for you. These are three beautiful women. They're incredibly talented. You'd think they'd take their job seriously. And look, I've never been paid to kiss somebody, but if I was, I would make sure that I didn't show up, whatever that was. This is so difficult. I'm just going to say Minnie Driver. I think I'd be most bummed out if it was the other two.
Yeah, so this is really fantasy. This is fantasy role playing. If someone had bad breath, who would you be the most disappointed by?
I'm busted.
So let me go back to my deductive reasoning here. Scarlett Johansson, younger than Matt Damon by quite a few years. So I think if you're working with someone like Matt Damon who had won an Oscar, you would really, really, really be conscientious of what your breath smelled like. So she's off my list. Minnie Driver. She used to live down the street from me in the Hollywood Hills. I never smelt her breath as she drove by with the windows down. So I don't know if it's her, but she's also, if I remember her accent, she's also either Australian or she's English.
English.
So she's English. And I know the English prefer tea to coffee. So perhaps the tea doesn't give you the halitosis because it doesn't have the same amount of caffeine that coffee has where you don't have to eat. So she's a maybe. And then Penelope Cruz, Spanish, a lot of coffee. Maybe she doesn't eat enough. And when you don't eat, that's how you get the halitosis, right? The chronic halitosis, usually something inside your gut. And he used the word halitosis. So I'm really, really torn here between Minnie Driver and Penelope Cruz. My gut is saying Penelope Cruz, but it would just be too heartbreaking. And I'm with you, Zach. So I'm going to go against my gut and I'm going to say Minnie Driver.
For the first time this episode, Danny Clark has gotten one wrong. It is Scarlett Johansson. Matt Damon's co-star in We Bought a Zoo, and he said she had bad breath.
Wow. I'm not going to sleep tonight over that one because I neither. Think she's so
Maybe that's how incredible. She got the Black Widow role. I don't know.
<That's good. laughs> I didn't even think about that. That's good.
I was so confident that it wasn't her. That's so interesting.
You and I being on the same page should have thrown you off, but you don't know me that well. You'll get the hang of that next time.
That brings us to this week's cliffhanger question of the week, and it comes from Zach. What do you have for us to mull over for the next 7 days?
This one comes to us from our friends in Dallas, KRLD. Take a listen.
Want to hear some good news about the heat? Well, it's too hot for... Oh, they're still out there, but they are less active when temperatures go above 95 degrees, which it has been across North Texas for a while now.
So, gentlemen, who or what is being slowed down by the Texas heat? Is it A, shrinkage in that temperature? Is it B, mosquitoes? Or C, has the southern drawl become even slower?
Do you want to go first, Mark?
I'll go first. Yeah, look, three guys on the show, we all know about shrinkage. And if you haven't seen the Seinfeld episode, I was in the pool. Else I could say. I don't think it's shrinkage in this case. We will obviously find out next week. The mosquitoes slowing down, that would make it a lot easier to smack them around, and that would be a blessing. The southern drawl, it's already kind of slow. Depending on which part of the South you're from, it can be even slower. I'm in New Orleans. We don't have so much of that southern drawl here as everybody sounds like they're from New York. So that's a little bit different for us. You know, the three good choices there that we can mull over for the next week. Danny won't be with us next week, so I guess he can go ahead and guess now. We can retroactively send him his prize if he gets it right.
Is the prize no more shrinkage? Yes. Is there a pill for that?
If there's not, there will be soon, I'm sure.
I don't think it's a shrinkage. And then the southern drawl, though. So I have to go with you, Mark. It's definitely the mosquitoes. So where I live now in the summer, it's like 103, 105. And when it's that hot, there are no mosquitoes out. It's like it's too hot for them. They're in the cold pool dealing with their shrinkage.
That's where we can find them.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to say mosquitoes. We'll see.
So that brings us to the end. Before we go, Danny, is there anything that you would like to plug since you so graciously came on the show to spend some time with us?
Watch Muscles and Mayhem on Netflix. It was the number one show in America when it debuted, and it's 5 episodes, and it is fantastic. You can follow me on social at Dan Nitro Clark on Instagram and Facebook. And I've heard this term now, and my younger niece told me this. People have a question, they can slide into your DMs.
Yes.
whatever that means.
They can and they will if you
whatever
if you allow
that
them
means.
To. So look, as our parting gift to you, we will bestow upon you the official friend of the show mantle. You are welcome to come on anytime that you like, spend some quality time with us, just mess around and take a few guesses. And we'd be happy to talk to you again in the future. Nitro of American Gladiators, our first celebrity guest on Name That News, and now an official friend of the show.
Woot woot.
And as he said, that show on Netflix, spectacular. I took in all 5 episodes. I was riveted. Muscles and Mayhem. Go check it out. That wraps it up for us. Special thanks to Brian Fisher, who puts this show together. Extra special thanks to Danny Lee Nitro Clark for joining us this week. And special thanks to you for joining us. If you like what you heard, then please pound that subscribe button, bookmark us on your browser, set a reminder on your calendar, because we're going to be here every single week with another fresh, new, banging episode. Name That News.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.